Geek Radio Daily for Monday, January 18th, 2010. All the geek without the weight. And it's a fantastic Monday.
It's a beautiful Monday.
Yeah, the Cowboys lost.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. The Cowboys didn't lose. The Cowboys were destroyed.
Oh, they were whipped.
They were demolished.
Oh, they just violated. Violated,
hang down
sir.
Your head, Cowboys fans. Well, good morning. For the folks that are here gloating about that, you've got the Bruce.
Want me to punch-a-size your face for free?
No. Not on a Monday morning, sir.
Yeah, Tuesday better for that? Yeah,
possibly. Okay. I'm Billy Flynn.
I can assure you, I mean you no harm.
So why would you try punching? That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
none whatsoever.
Know.
Monday, of course, means we've got to take a look at the box office totals. What did you go see over the weekend? Your geekified news is coming up as well. But, you know, things have already happened throughout history. On this date in 1886, the first automobile was made. There you go.
Okay.
1896, the first x-ray machine was exhibited in the United States at Casino Chambers, New York. I don't know what they were betting on with that. 1903, vacuum tubes were developed to allow more effective transmission of radio signals. Today, they call them program directors. No, they don't.
No, okay.
1964, plans for the World Trade Center in New York City were announced in New York City.
New York City!
1990, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry was arrested in a drug enforcement sting operation after he was videotaped smoking crack.
Crack is whack, yo.
But people
crack
put him whack. In office two more times, right?
Yeah.
After this?
Who is the competition? Who is the competition?
Basically, 1996, Lisa Marie Presley filed for divorce in New York from Michael Jackson, citing irreconcilable differences.
And they said it wouldn't last.
I really thought those two crazy kids were going to make
right.
it. 2000, the Tagish Lake meteorite impacted the Earth in the Yukon Territory. And as far as birthdays go, of course, our listenership would be very angry with us if we didn't mention that Morgan York is now 17. You know, Sarah on Hannah Montana.
Okay.
The vicar wanted us to mention
okay,
that.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. The next birthday I have that is anything that I care about. Dave Bautista.
Really?
WWE wrestler, he's 41 years old.
Really? So you went ahead and skipped right on over Jason Segel, who's 30, Marshall and How I Met Your Mother, Nick and Freaks and Geeks, and of course, we might have saw him in some little movie called Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Ooh.
Oh, how did you forget that?
Because he's not on my list.
Wow. What about Devin Odessa, who's 36, at Sharon from My So-Called Life?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Jesse L. Martin, 41, Ed Green, Detective Green on Law & Order?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
Jane Horrocks.
Got 40s. Her.
Bubbles on
Abfab. Yeah, I got her for some reason or another.
I did not peg you as an Abfab guy.
I actually watched it back in the day.
Okay.
Amazingly enough. Let's go. Mark Messier, famous hockey player.
If you say so.
Yeah, he's 49 years old today. Kevin Costner from Dances with Wolves and little films, you know, here and there type stuff. 55 years old today.
And he's played about three different characters in all 30 of his films.
Yeah, really.
John Borman, 76, director of Tailor of Panama, Excalibur, many other things. Some folks no longer with us. Danny Kaye, his birthday in 1913.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a tremendous talent. Cary Grant, born in 1904.
Oh. Constance Moore.
Oh.
1920. From the only female from Buck Rogers. Original serials. Yes.
Good man, sir. Oliver Hardy, 1892. Mm-hmm. And A.L. Milne, 1882, of course, created a Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Aw, that is so sweet. And there might be a Winnie the Pooh movie on TV tonight, but I doubt we're that lucky.
Yeah, no, probably not.
So, wow, that's two things going at once. So let's try it again. There we go.
Yay.
What you got, sir?
Over there on CBS, you have all new episodes of How I Met Your Mother, Accidentally on Purpose.
That's got Jason Segel in it.
Yes, he does. And if he was on my list, I would have said his birthday today. Two and a Half Men, Big Bang Theory, and CSI Miami.
Over on ABC on The Bachelor, On the Wings of Love, he takes a woman bungee jumping. Okay. And on a new castle, there's an Irish mobster's death, so there will be
Irish
jokes. Potato soup or something.
Yeah, something like that. Over there at NBC, you have Chuck. Chuck becomes Awesome's handler and shows him how to be a real spy.
Oh.
How about the blind leading the blind? And heroes as well.
Tonight on Fox, you're going to be safe because Jack Bauer is back.
Ooh.
For 2 hours,
two
24.
Hours.
So, 120 minutes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Spike TV, you got Star Wars Episodes 1 and 2.
And 3, I think. They're
really?
Doing the whole triple prequel feature.
Oh, wow.
AMC has got Superman Returns, which could have been better, but it was better than X3.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
TBS, you have Men of a Certain Age, is some of us.
E! Entertainment Television, Fashion Police, The Golden Globes. Joan Rivers will be there. She'll be snarky.
Yeah, she will be. FX... Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer.
Rise of the Silver Package?
Yeah.
Family Channel and Secret Life of an American Teenager, Ricky and Adrian fight over money, and on Make It or Break It, Payson visits a back specialist.
All right.
Giggity.
MTV, True Lies, I'm addicted to video games.
Okay. Chiller Network's got Phantasm, which is a fantastically great movie, followed by Phantasm 2, Electric Boogaloo, which is still damn fun.
Over there, Lifetime Network, television.
For women.
You have The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
Okay. FMC has got Romancing the Stone, but if I'm watching anything this fine evening, it's on the Disney Channel, because after a military takeover, a princess assumes a new identity and stays with a covert agent and his daughter. That's right, Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato star in Princess Protection Program.
Once again, it's time for Bag Old Man.
What does that look?
Princess Protection Program?
Dude, military takeover. You got to protect the princesses. Otherwise, they're going to be, molested.
That'd be bad.
It would be very bad.
What about the princes? Do the princes get it? Are they in protection program
or just
the princesses?
Well, you know, I didn't say that they were Catholic people after them. Alrighty, let's see. Dear Mr. Flynn, Pats and Molasses, greater than the Redskins. Fact, love Sam the Mena. P.S. Flintstress, you're my new favorite. That's another note from Sam, who just can't get over the fact that his Patriots just didn't have the snuff.
Oh, yeah. They got beaten by the Ravens.
They did.
Still running
so
game.
He's making fun of the Ravens for losing yesterday.
Yeah.
Not remembering the fact that his team wasn't even in it to lose. So, Sam, really, okay?
Sorry, Sam.
I thought, you know, Cowboys fans had no class.
Hello,
Geek Radio. Just wanted to let you know this is the 25th anniversary of Goonies. They'll be having a huge celebration for it this year. Astoria, about 2 hours outside of Portland, Oregon. It is where they filmed a lot of the movie and others like Kinder Garden, Cop, Short Circuit, TMNT, The Ring, and others. In 2005, Jeff Chunk Cohen and Sean Mikey Astin and Kurt Mr. Perkins Hansen came to the 20th anniversary. This year is supposed to be crazy huge. Jeff Cohen may debut his documentary he's been working on during the festival. And they got a list of things and links to the new to the book. So Goonies Never Say Die, that's from Dustin in Portland. So if you're going to be around the Portland, Oregon area, get ready. Goonies 25th anniversary.
Goonie Fest.
GoonCon?
Possibly.
GoonCon. I kind of like that.
We're calling it GoonCon now.
Works for me. So if you'd like to send us some information about what's going on, or see if you're an even bigger whiner of a football fan than Sam, won't you please drop a message to podcast Billy? He keeps attacking my team that I know sucks, that I know has sucked for the last three. We know we suck.
We have a good coach now.
We do. We had greatness, and now we suck. And then, Sam, you guys suck right now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't because your season is over. So please send us a message to podcast. Can you hear his blood boiling? Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, Bruce, the Flintstress, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com. Monday, of course, means box office results and a peek at your geekified news coming up this Monday, January 18th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
No, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
Well, these two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh, dear.
HPPodcraft.com. Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Damn right you are. Geek Radio Daily for Monday, January 18th, 2010. Where Cowboys will not be playing football for a long time.
Yeah.
A long, long, long time. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to get over
you
that.
You think Wade Phillips is going to have a job next year?
You know, I don't care. You know what tastes really great for breakfast? The tears of Cowboy fans. That's just all I have to say about
it. Wow.
The buzz that he indicated, that movie's going to make some huge bank.
And some things certainly did make some bank, because you went to the movies this weekend.
Yes, they did. Some movies made some money and some didn't. Number 10 was Up in the Air. This George Clooney film made another $5.4 million. 7 weeks of release, made $62 million so far.
It's doing just fine. Budget of 25, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Number 9, you got The Blind Side, $5.56 million. This has made $226 million. Wow, I don't think there'll be a sequel, but
on
still.
A budget of $29 million.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're doing fine.
Somebody made some money there. Number 8, Leap Year.
Ah, I was going to see
the
this
rom-com.
A couple years from now. No,
yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah. Give it 6 months.
Oh, sure. I see what you did there.
Yeah. Let's see. Number 7, It's Complicated.
I have no interest in ever seeing this film in my life.
No. But it made its budget back this week. Four weeks of release, it made its budget back. Fine, no big deal. Number
Good
6,
for you.
The Spy Next Door. This
All
is
the
Jackie
new Jackie.
Jackie Chan film. Yeah, it's made $9.7 million. No budgets released.
Well, that must mean it didn't do as well. I think probably I saw Ben Lyons do a quote for it on the commercial. Number five, last week's number two, Sherlock Holmes making another $9.8 million. It's made $180 million on a budget of $90 million, so it's fantastic. Number four, last week's number three, Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, made another $11.5 million. Peter Jackson's opening in wide release, The Lovely Bones, makes $17 million. It's made $17 million after 6 weeks. It's been in very limited release.
Very limited release, but he's got a $100 million budget.
$100 million budget.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of fantasy stuff in there. Number two, The Book of Eli, making $31.6 million in a budget of $80 million. The Hughes brothers back making films, but everything I've read about this now makes it seem like Zardoz with Sean Connery. For that, I kind of want to see it. And the number one movie in America,
surprise,
still,
surprise,
is Avatar, making another $41.3 million. It has been number one 5 weeks in a row.
Five straight weeks.
Contained last week.
$491 million domestically.
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 So it's made a crazy buttload of money. So to everyone that made fun of it, fine. But James Cameron is the one laughing all the way to the bank.
You don't own the bank.
Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, the Dark Reign series has been going on. The Siege storyline's been going on over for Marvel Comics. Well, the Siege is going to end, and when it does, it's taking the Avengers with them. I mean all of them.
Really?
New Avengers, Dark Avengers, Mighty Avengers, Avengers the Initiative, all of them being canceled at the end of the Siege run.
Wow.
This is in no way, shape, or form a crazy publicity stunt getting ready to line up for all of the Avengers movies that are coming out over the next few years.
Yeah.
No. This is not trying to build the hype up for that in any way, shape, or form. So, Marvel, you're welcome. Send me my $25 check for helping spread the word. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, are you looking for new Star Trek films? New Star Trek storylines?
Yes.
Like when the Klingons go back and attack the Enterprise, restoring the pride of after Nero escaped?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see Admiral Spock, Spock Prime, that is, go have his own adventures? Well, no.
What do you mean, no?
Well, they were supposed to be books from Pocket Books, but they were planning on releasing four different Star Trek novels this summer.
Yes.
But unfortunately, they have postponed that indefinitely.
Why?
With last summer's blockbuster Star Trek movie, J.J. Abrams created a brilliant, vibrant, layered vision of Star Trek universe. After careful consideration, we decided to hold off telling the new stories until J.J. and his team decided to continue their own vision.
No way!
Yeah, yeah. The four novels would have been called Refugees, Seek of a Newer World, The Hazards of Concealing, and More Than a Beautiful Death.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe one day.
Yeah.
When the next sequel comes. At some point, there's got to be more. So they're clamping down on all expanded Trek fiction at this moment?
I have no idea. They may release them someday, but
okay.
Who knows?
What are you going to do? So, hey, tell you what. If you still don't want to go see Avatar, but you really want to know what all the fuss is about, Fox has posted James Cameron's script for Avatar online for you to read, create plays, make fun of, whatever you want to do. Because the script is dated 2007. It's got some of the Earth-based opening scenes that's been circling around the net. It's, of course, got the sex scene. The extended sex scene. It's got the acid trip scene. It's got all this other stuff that was left out of it. So if you'd like to see what it was that the James Cameron really wanted you to see, swing on by the show. It's over there at geekradiodaily.com, and you'll follow the link, and you'll get yourself your very own script.
That'd be
tasty.
Nice. I'll wait for Weird Al to make a song about
it. No, don't. Oh, because you know it's coming.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, of course it is.
What song would it go to right now?
Oh, God. Milkshake.
Okay. Interesting. My avatar brings out a... Okay. All right, why not?
Well, Joss Whedon was talking the other day, and he was saying since the end of Dollhouse on Fox, he has confirmed that there is no chance of it continuing in any other media.
Really?
There will be
I was
no
hoping for a musical.
Yeah, well, no musical, no comic books, no anything else right now. He says he has some regrets about the story, things he didn't do, things he did do right, and things he wanted to go back and try again, but he really does not have the time to put like a, I don't know, like a Buffy, like, series?
Okay.
No, he's not going to do it. He doesn't have the time. He just wants to let it go. Just let it die. Yeah, unfortunately, there'll be no more Dollhouse for anything.
What are you going to do? So, in more bad news then, more and more of us, of course, are just not going out to rent movies the old-fashioned traditional way, and that's really upsetting places like Hollywood Video, who, in an effort to pay off some of their debt, may be closing 1,000 stores.
Shocker. They have 1,000 stores?
I didn't know that. A Hollywood Video owned by Movie Gallery, who is all over the place here locally for us.
Yeah.
Which is odd. if they close 1,000, it would get rid of more than a third of the chains they have left. They have some $600 million in debt,
wow.
And this could be a way to step that up. But hey, if that's the case, I mean, I don't know. Do we still? This is like arcades. Do we still go out and rent movies anymore? I have no idea.
I don't know either.
And so, sorry, Hollywood Video. Maybe you can find a way to rent them digitally downloadable, and that would be fantastic. Don't you think?
I'd like that.
That'd be fantastic, yes, sir. Geek Radio Daily. Thanks for stopping by today. And if, you know, if your Hollywood Video is closed as you go to take the movie back, that's yours to keep.
That's yours now.
Absolutely. GRD license under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Please, please stop by the site and join in the social geek working. Go over there to iTunes, subscribe, write a review, it'll be fun, and send us a note to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce of Flinstress, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com.
Chocolate.
You want a candy bar?
You do now.
Oh, look, I got a Baby Ruth, sir.
Ruth.
I'm going to throw it to you, okay?
Put it in a...
I'm sorry, sir. I tried to give it to you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't do what? I didn't do it. What? Jeez, mister. You're even hungrier than I am.